أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم We have sent the Quran down in the night of Qadr and what may let you know what the night of Qadr is The night of Qadr is much better than 1000 months The angels and the spirit descend in it with the leave of your Lord, along with every command. Peace it is till the debut of dawn. Surah Qadr, ayat number 1-5. Laylatul Qadr, also known as the night of decree or the night of power, is the most auspicious night and falls in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It is the night when the Quran was revealed. According to some hadith, in Sahih Muslim, few Muslim scholars such as Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu anhu said, it falls on the 27th night of Ramadan. Whereas few suggested the 25th night and some others the 23rd night. Bilal radiallahu anhu focused on the last week of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, seek it out in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So it could be the 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th or the 29th night. It could differ every year due to the moon sighting as we don't really know which night could be odd or even for us. It is said that the knowledge of this night was concealed from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he salatu wasalam came across two people arguing on that night. It is Allah's wisdom that he concealed this night from the ummah, so we strive in seeking it and performing worship just like he concealed the hour of special acceptance of dua on a Friday, or he concealed his greatest name amongst the divine names. Or he concealed an individual's lifespan or the hour of judgment so that humanity would continuously strive for good deeds. This night is better than 1000 months. So if you do your math, that's more than 83 years, which is more than the average lifespan of a human. Subhanallah. Imagine, as it is the reward of good deeds are multiplied in Ramadan, and then the reward of a good deed during this night is same as performing it continuously over 83 years. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Whoever stands in Qiyam, voluntary night prayers, in Ramadan, out of faith, and in the hope of seeking reward, his previous sins will be forgiven. Bukhari and An-Nasai. What a huge blessing this night is from Allah Azza wa Jal to us. The best dua to be recited on Laylatul Qadr, as told to Aisha radiallahu anhu, is Allahumma innaka afwan kareemun tuhibbu afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, indeed you are pardoning and generous, you love to pardon, so pardon me. We must spend this night, which starts at Maghrib, in worship, Salah, reciting Quran, performing Sadaqah, even offering a glass of water or a smile as charity, Dua, Etikaf and Zikr. Don't waste time on social media and stay away from backbiting, gossiping and distractions. Pray in a Jamaat or congregation if possible. If you pray Isha and Fajr in Jamaat, Allah says you have taken your portion of the night from it. Some scholars like Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu say, It is on this night that the destiny of a person, his lifespan, sustenance and other critical matters is recorded in the Umm al-Kitab, that is the heavenly copy of the Quran. Nothing can change a decree other than dua, and which better night to ask for dua than the night of decree? There are some signs that differentiate this night from other nights. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, It's a calm night, neither hot nor cold, and the sun arises on it red and feeble. Sahih ibn Khuzaymah. He also said, Truly the angels on this night are as numerous as the pebbles upon the earth. There is a possibility of rain. There are narrations where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that he dreamt about Laylatul Qadr and he prostrated. And when he came up, his face was wet with rainwater and mud. Bukhari. Some narrations say the sun is weak with no rays because of the angels that fill the sky. It is a peaceful night with no barking of dogs or braying of donkeys. There is no shooting star until morning. However, let's not waste precious ibadah time just looking for these signs, as we never know for sure. People with ghil, that is resentment, bitterness, malice, hate, ill will, rancor against others, those who hold grudges, break bonds of kinship, mistreat parents and commit major sins are prevented from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's merciful gaze on this night. May Allah protect us from that which is displeasing to Him. Also, don't let the zeal or enthusiasm for ibadah go down after the 27th night, as usually happens. Don't get into Eid mode up until last night of Ramadan. Continue your qiyam and don't miss your fajr on the morning of Eid, as Allah rewards you for worship at the end of the month, just as we get our results after an exam. Allahumma ballighna laylatul qadr. May Allah allow us to reach this night, experience its blessings and get maximum reward from it. May He forgive all our sins and shortcomings and accept our ibadah. May He allow us to exert ourselves to achieve a lifetime of good deeds. Allahumma ameen. Jazakallah khair for listening and sharing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.